This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The conservatives on the Supreme Court have weighed in again for states' rights. Yesterday, the High Court ruled by a 5-4 vote that state employees may not sue for money damages when they are the victims of job discrimination based on disability. Here are two reports, the first from NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
Patricia Garrett was chief of nursing for women's services and neonatology at the University of Alabama Hospital when she learned she had breast cancer. Although she had a stellar record, she was told she would have to quit or be demoted to the nursing pool. Fearful of losing her insurance, she took a job at another university health facility for $13,000 a year less in pay and sued for back pay. She won in the lower courts, but yesterday the U.S. Supreme Court used her case as a vehicle to invalidate all individual lawsuits for money damages against the states by employees who claim they are the victims of discrimination based on disability. Congress authorized these lawsuits when it enacted the landmark Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990, a bill sponsored by then-Senate Republican leader Bob Dole and enthusiastically signed into law by President Bush. In the short run, yesterday's Supreme Court decision raises as many questions as it answers. In ruling that states cannot be sued by individuals for disability discrimination, the court said that Congress exceeded its authority by making states financially liable. But what does financially liable mean? Other provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act require the states to make public buildings and facilities accessible and require institutions, for example, institutions for the mentally ill, to meet certain standards of care. So the next legal question is likely to be whether Congress exceeded its authority in authorizing individual lawsuits as an enforcement mechanism for these provisions, too. True, such lawsuits do not outright ask for money damages, but they do demand that the state spend money, often millions of dollars, to comply with the federal disabilities law. In invalidating money damage suits against the states yesterday, the 5-member Supreme Court majority grounded its decision on the 11th Amendment to the Constitution. That amendment says that citizens of one state cannot sue another state in federal court. In recent years, conservative justices have interpreted that language to mean that the citizens of a state cannot sue their own state either, unless, that is, such suits are authorized by later amendments to the Constitution. Those later amendments, adopted after the Civil War, were aimed at forcing the states to comply with the national government's policies on racial discrimination. But writing for the Supreme Court majority yesterday, Chief Justice William Rehnquist said that the 14th Amendment at issue here does not require the states to make special accommodations for the disabled. States, he said, may hard-headedly and perhaps even hard-heartedly decide not to make accommodations because it would cost the taxpayers more money. And Congress, he said, can't change that by imposing financial liability on the states. Constitutional scholar Walter Dellinger, who served in the Clinton administration, accuses the court of turning the Civil War amendments upside down to alter our structure of government.
The court is in the process of undoing one of the central outcomes of the Civil War, which was to amend the Constitution to give Congress, for the first time, the power to protect the rights of individual citizens against their own state governments. The 14th Amendment only mentions one institution of the national government, and that is Congress. It was all about empowering Congress to take action to protect citizens' rights.
Harvard Law professor Charles Fried, who served in the Reagan and Bush administration, does not disagree entirely. The court's decision is, in his words, wacky, because the 11th Amendment was never intended to give states broad immunity, he says. But he agrees with the court that Congress must be restrained from imposing its random will on the states.
Because otherwise, Congress will phony up a record anytime it wants to do anything and get around the constitutional limitation that way.
This is a debate that's likely to continue. As a result of yesterday's ruling, other widely accepted laws are now in doubt as applied to the states, among them the Pregnancy Discrimination Act and the Family and Medical Leave Act. In both, Congress authorized individual lawsuits against employers who violate the law, including state employers. Now those key enforcement provisions are up for Supreme Court grabs, too. And with George Bush as president, the court is likely to grow more, not less, conservative. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.